Hello, I'm Holly, reporter for BBC News on Healthy Secrets. Today I'm with Brenda, a registered nurse. So Brenda, tell me about your job.
I'm a nurse, I care for people in times of need.
How do you keep all of your patients satisfied?
I conduct a clinical assessment, a holistic assessment, upon a first meeting. I discuss with the patient what their needs are. Together we formulate a care plan, and that care plan is made up of interventions that are necessary for the patient to become well. And I help them with those interventions until they're back to health.
How do you keep them clean?
I offer patients assistance with their personal hygiene, dependent upon their own ability. So if someone is independent, I would ensure that they have the equipment they needed to have a wash, towels, soap, shampoo, etc., and that they had access to those facilities, to washing facilities. If somebody was more dependent and required further help, then I would assist them in that matter.
How regular does the hospital get cleaned?
There's a rolling rota of a cleaning programme. Each bay is deep cleaned every couple of days. It's cleaned every day, the floors are swept, the floors are mopped. Every time a patient is discharged, the bedding is changed. The bed and the locker and the table are all wiped down with disinfectant wipes, and the beds are remade with fresh linen. Then there's a rolling rota of fogging for each bay, which involves emptying the bay, sealing it off and treating it with chemical to remove any bacteria that are present in the air or on the other surfaces, the walls, the ceiling, etc.
How hard is it to qualify as a nurse?
It's hard work. It's 3 years at university, a combination of practical and theory work. Yeah, it was hard work.
Do you treat each patient with the same amount of attention?
No, each patient is different and you have to act according to their needs. It's fair. If a patient needs help, they get it. If a patient needs less help, then you don't need to help that patient more because you're actually making them dependent. It's called institutionalising people. Well, part of my job is to help them to maintain their own independence.
How can the cleanliness of hospitals be improved?
Most of the bacteria in hospitals is present because the people over there are ill, which is a little bit difficult to remove because then you'll be removing the patients. A lot of people who come into the hospital are a bit lax in their hygiene. They don't use the hand washing stations or the sanitizer points that they could use. I think encouraging and making people aware of that. But we do have an awareness program. There's posters everywhere. There's signs on the walls and the floor saying stop, clean your hands. That's the important thing. I think with the rolling rotor, the programme that we've got in, the rolling programme of deep cleaning and fogging, is very effective. And in fact, we've had no incidences of positive blood-borne MRSA in 2 years, I think. It's very, the infection control rate is very good, and all of our infections are going down, not up. It's something that we have to report to the Care Quality Commission as part of the governing of a foundation trust.
Okay, thank you, Brendan. That is all from us at BBC News.